Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 478.
Oh, now you know. So, five Waymo self-driving taxis were torched by immigration protesters in downtown LA over the weekend.
And Elon said serious crimes.
Joe Gebbia, who's on the Tesla board, said totally peaceful protests. Also, how did a line of Waymos assemble?
Elon said perhaps they were summoned to their doom.
Yeah, so pretty funny how if you watch the legacy media, it looks like LA was just like a nice sunny day, nothing happening. And then yet if you watch X, and I mean, I was watching like some of my favorite YouTubers actually in the crowds, and you get a completely different picture. So it's kind of an upside down world right now where it's like, who do you believe?
But my question is, summoned by who to their doom?
What do you mean?
Well, our viewer Chris just sent in these pictures of what appears to be a new type of Waymo. And so I don't know. I'm thinking, okay, so you got a new type of Waymo. Normally, you know, you're going to decommission it. But what if it was Waymo who summoned them to the protest? I mean, they were all in a line.
What are you saying?
I'm just...
Wait, so you're saying the old Waymos, you know, the Jaguar types, might be being decommissioned, and if they get burned, can file for an insurance claim.
I don't know. It's a write-off.
Or maybe they just wanted to, you know, offer the riders a ride home.
I don't know. It's weird. It also seems like it's great publicity. You know,
on the back of that Waymo? Is that where the computer is?
That's some LiDAR. They added more LiDAR. I think it's to fix all the other problems that Waymo's been having.
Weird. Yeah, let us know down below if you've seen some of these Waymos. And if so, like, send us some videos and pictures.
Mm.
So the Tesla Model Y was the best-selling SUV in China in May.
24,770 Model Y sales in May in China.
What do you think?
That's not bad.
Exactly. All this bad news about, you know, Europe has bad sales. It's like, well, all these other countries we've been talking about have great Tesla sales. Mm. All right, time for some SpaceX news. And Luke Leshear said, fun fact, at full power, the Super Heavy booster accounts for approximately 3% of all energy usage in the entire world.
21 gigawatts!
And Elon said closer to 0.05%, but that's still kind of crazy.
Great God!
Yeah, it's about 250 gigawatts of thrust power.
Now you can't plug in
Awesome. Like a USB cable on the side.
If we could somehow harness this lightning.
It doesn't work like that, but it is. That's a lot of energy.
All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories, so send them to us 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio, no music. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week, Jess?
We got Marcus. He has a business that he runs out of the back of his Cybertruck.
Oh, that's awesome. So, like, he's a plumber?
Not quite. Check this out.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. I thought you'd get a kick out of my Cybertruck work truck. It's not a pizza oven. It's actually a mobile face scanner. So I drive this scanner to actors, athletes, online celebrities, and I scan their face and train an AI model so they can face swap themselves into video. They can use it for stunt performers or even freezing their face in time so they never age, and prosthetic makeup. They can go into the scanner with the makeup on and never need to apply it. And they also get a 3D model so they can put themselves into video games. Hence the name Save Point. It's like a save point in a video game. It's mysavepoint.com. And the thing we love about our Teslas are these over-the-air updates. And this latest one that allows me to control the ride height with the app allows me to raise and lower the scanner to fit the client. Super cool. Now you know.
I want a face scan.
What are you going to use?
I can live forever.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I already did the face scan on like the GameCube back in the day, so I could be like in Tony Hawk Pro Skater. So
does this mean that we could just have AIs replace us? Tesla, Tesla, Tesla.
I can't wait to
Waymo,
delve
Tesla.
Into it later.
Tesla, Tesla, Tesla. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories.
You know, Zach and I love our patrons.
Our patrons make everything we do possible.
We'd love it if you would join us over at patreon.com/nowyouknow and support us for as little as a buck a month. You'll get bonus videos that are just for you.
And Jesse, something you turned me on to inspired an Investor Club bonus story video today. That's going to be fun and I think super valuable for our Investor Club members. So we'll see you there, patrons. Please join us. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And let's see if Elon started a new political party or something this week. So Yunta Tsai, who's the senior staff engineer at Tesla AI, posted, if Isaac Asimov was still alive, I wish we could take him to tour the Tesla Palo Alto and SpaceX Starbase. He would just drop his jaw.
Elon said true.
Jesse Pelton posted, remember when San Francisco couldn't do anything about the crime everywhere and then cleaned it up overnight for President Xi's visit? Turns out the solution to the problem of evil government is that simple.
Elon said that was an eye-opener indeed.
Then, you know, Elon posts this a lot. X is the number one news source on Earth. And to give you some context, I did a little research with Grok about this. And about 12% of U.S. adults regularly get their news from X.
That doesn't sound like the number one news source.
Yeah, it appears that 33% of U.S. adults get their news from Facebook. Another 33% say that they get their news from YouTube. And 32% of U.S. adults say they prefer to get their news mainly from television news.
So it does look like X has a long way to go before it's the number one news source in the U.S. But how about globally?
So X has about 586 million active users, but YouTube still appears to be the number one source of news for most people globally, with about 31% of global online adults getting their news from YouTube.
But the question is, even if they do get their news from the TV or from YouTube, isn't it just all X posts anyway?
That's a good point. Captain Eli posted, Elon, are you okay?
Elon said, just thinking.
I think this is actually a very important post. A lot of Elon's posts are subtle. And I think this shows that Elon thinking, that's a good sign. He's thinking. And you know what? Elon's thinking, good things happen. Elon posted, whatever happens, we have got the spaceships and they do not.
Congressman Thomas Massie posted, I don't know if I'm part of we, but I would like to formally disassociate myself from the group herein referred to as they. Winky face.
I guess he's been on Capitol Hill quite a bit. Elon laughed and said, you're definitely not they and are welcome to be part of we. And then he posted, this really is quite the Rorschach test. What did he mean by that?
So Rorschach test is one of those things where it's like the ink blots on the folded piece of paper. And you're
right,
like,
I see a dog or
like
I see
a bear.
It, right.
So his post about the, you know, they and we in terms of who has the starships or not, you can view that in a multitude of ways. You can be like, well, the United States has starships and China does not. Okay. Or you could say that, you know, Elon has the starships and everybody else does not. Or
interesting. No, this is a really good point. We're going to talk about this more, I think, today on Patreon bonus stories. Mm. Elon said, it's outrageous how much character assassination has been directed at me, especially by me. Teslarati posted this cool article. Joey got a Cybertruck for a couple days, part of that 48-hour demo drive. And he said, old weirdos, when they see a Cybertruck, giving the finger. Kids, when they see a Cybertruck, waving. That's my biggest takeaway from having this car this weekend.
Elon said, what are they even mad about at this point? It is sad to see how much people just believe what they read.
Then Elon did repost some J.D. Vance and Trump posts. So I thought this was a good sign for those of the people who want them to get back together. And of course, Elon said, this is not okay, talking about the riots in L.A. Yuchen Jin posted Ilya Sutskever. So he was one of the co-founders of OpenAI, smart guy. He gave a speech at U Toronto 2 days ago, and he said, the day will come when AI will do all the things we can do. The reason is the brain is a biological computer, so why can't the digital computer do the same things? It's funny that we are debating if AI can truly think or give the illusion of thinking as if our biological brain is superior or fundamentally different from a digital brain.
Elon said, it's funny that this comes as a surprise to people. Ilya is, of course, correct.
AI. Yeah, everyone who says the same thing that people have said throughout history about, like, people can't fly. Yes, we can. And AI one, is going to be super intelligent.
And can AI really think? And it's like, well, I don't know, but it certainly comes up with better recipes than I do.
Not the Bee posted, if Elon Musk hadn't bought Twitter, none of us would know what was going on in L.A. right now. And on Monday afternoon, Donald Trump said this.
Are you going to get rid of the Tesla and the Starlink service that you have here at the White House?
No, I haven't heard that. I mean, I may move the Tesla around a little bit, but I don't think we'll be doing that with Starlink. It's a good service.
Where are you going to move it to? Move it around. What do you mean?
I have a lot of locations.
Actually, about the Tesla.
I got so many locations that I don't know what to do with them all.
About the Tesla, did you ever see Elon Musk get physical with the Treasury Secretary?
No, I didn't.
And I tried to ask.
They did have an argument, but I didn't see it. I didn't see a lot of physicality there.
And there was this New York Times report that he did not want to talk about, Elon Musk, that alleged that he, towards the end of his time in the White House, was blurring the lines between recreational use of drugs and medicinal. Do you think he ever had drugs here at the White House?
I really don't know. I don't think so. I hope not.
Mr. President,
Look, I wish him well. You understand. We had a good relationship, and I just wish him well. Very well, actually.
And Elon posted with a heart emoji.
I mean, that does look like they're trying to be bros again.
Be bros or just not attacking each other is a big distinction.
Doge Designer posted, focus on posting good content. Don't stress about the algorithm.
Elon said, I'm stressing about the algorithm. Well, it is his job.
That's right. The algorithm has got a little better over the past few days.
Has it?
Yeah. Yunta Tsai said, while machine intelligence grows exponentially, human wisdom largely remains in stasis. The gap only becomes wider, not smaller.
Elon said, the ratio of collective machine to collective human intelligence will become a very large number, easily more than a billion at Kardashev 2 scale. Humbling to consider. So Kardashev 2, that's where you harness all the power of your star.
Right.
So
not just all the energy hitting your planet.
But he's talking, so we're, but that's an energy question. That's not a AI question.
Oh, he's thinking way further out than we are. Tesla owner Silicon Valley posted, breaking, XAI is launching native Grok apps for Windows and Mac OS. No browser, no delay, just raw AI on your desktop.
And Elon posted, and gaming. AI gaming?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like what?
I know, right?
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
All right, it's time for Community Mail Time.
Community Mail Time.
Remember, send us your videos, your ideas, your photos to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Chris saw this at Hermosa Beach.
Arthur writes, what's wrong with this picture? It only takes one Tesla signed up to turn a state green.
So this is for doing a light show on the 4th of July. So if you have a Tesla,
okay,
you're more than likely able to do a Tesla light show.
Right.
And you can download custom light shows on USB drives,
okay,
stick them in your cars, and then you can do, you know, the Star Spangled Banner or whatever you want to do. And people are signing up over on xlightshows.io.
Oh.
And so far, the blue states, I believe, are where people have signed up. So,
well, let's get them all turned
green.
Green.
Or
green.
Blue.
Blue. Whatever. It's not the color. Just get every state to do a light show.
I mean, I think it's fun. I think that it's something that, you know, everyone's like, oh, I brought the sparklers and I'm going to bring the watermelon lemonade.
I brought the light show.
Yeah. I brought the hot dogs. Yeah. Now you can bring the light show to whatever your party is. You can run it whenever you want. You can run it as many times as you want. And
I love it.
You won't get arrested for firing off fireworks
what
in
do you
a
think,
state where it's
you think
illegal.
Like the Tchaikovsky 1812 Overture is going to be the number one light
question.
Show song? You comment down below. What song would you pick? Because, I mean, I can think of AC/DC. I can think of all of them, you know?
The funny thing is, I believe you can put as many light shows as you want on the stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or you have to do, I can't remember. The old system was, it was one per stick.
Right.
Now I think you can load multiples and just decide which one you want to play. So you can have a whole playlist of songs. And then you get all your friends to join you. Max saw this in New Jersey.
Hey, coming to you from the 287 in New Jersey. Looks like somebody's getting a supercharger soon. Really cool to see this on the truck. They already set them up on the pedestal. So I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10 because it's not being delivered on a Tesla Semi. Enjoy.
Not being delivered on a Tesla Semi. Perfect, Max.
8 out of 10.
Joke of the show.
8 out of 10. That was good.
That joke was 10 out of 10, dude.
Yeah.
Jeff spotted this headed down I-15 and then caught up with them at the charger. I bet you got to hit every charger because that car wasn't designed with aerodynamics in mind. What do you think it would be on a like a CD scale, you know, the coefficient of drag?
I looked it up. It's somewhere between 0.5 and 0.6. Tesla's 0.2. So yeah, driving down the highway with that, you're going to want to keep the speeds a little lower. And then Troy wrote in. He said, hey, Zach and Jesse, as a longtime listener of Tesla Time News, I know that if anyone can help me, it will be you two. Oh, thank you. I have a boat and I've been using my Cybertruck to pull it around. The Cybertruck has wade mode that allows it to go into deep water and a tow mode that allows it to tow trailers. However, in tow mode, you cannot use wade mode. Mm. And my local Tesla service center says that I could not do both and that I should not use my truck to launch a boat at all. This makes no sense. Please help me get boat launch mode so I don't have to get my friend's ice truck to launch my boat. I just need wade mode for a short distance while backing down the ramp. It seems like a simple fix. So I think what he's talking about here is right now you can have tow mode, mm-hmm. and that enables like the brake controller. Basically, as soon as you plug in a trailer, you're going to have tow mode. And
But because the back of the truck might get wet, he wants wade mode when he's backing it into the water.
And the way that wade mode works is it raises your truck all the way up because you're wading through water, and it pressurizes the air inside the battery pack. So right. That way water doesn't leak in. You just get air leaking out if there's any leaks at all.
But he wants both at the same time, which totally makes sense.
It does make sense. I just wonder if you could just turn on wade mode.
I'm going to solve the problem.
Okay.
Elon. Everyone calls us and they're like, why don't you tell Elon? So Elon, I think it's a great solution. Make it wade trailer mode for those short stints where you need to put the boat in the water.
Call it boat launch mode.
There
call
you
it
go.
Troy's boat launch mode.
Troy mode.
Troy mode. Well, no, call it, don't call it like Joe mode. People don't know what Joe mode is. Call it Troy's boat launch mode.
Love it.
Launch mode.
Yes. Well, no, launch sounds like you're launching. So it has to be Troy's boat launch mode.
I think it's a good idea. I do think that you could just put it in wade mode. I think that the service center is always going to tell you to not.
Yeah, don't listen to the service center. Listen to us.
What the hell do they know?
All right, it's time for the EV tip of the week.
With all the craziness going on in the world, there are two important tips that we want to pass on to you to keep you safe in your Tesla.
Okay, the first is that we talked to our friends over at EVject. You remember EVject, the breakaway charging connector? Remember?
Use it every time you charge so you can drive away when charging without having to get out of your car to unplug during an emergency.
So we talked to them yesterday and they have received their latest shipment of connectors.
And so these are the new ones, the NACS 2.0 that are UL listed.
They are now in stock and will ship out immediately when you buy one.
So buy one and stay safe and use our code NYK20 when you check out at evject.com to save yourself 20% for a limited time.
So quick, get yours while supplies last. Now, the second tip is that if one of these crazy people comes up to you while you're in your Tesla, and we know there's a lot of them around right now, and you want to record them, you will probably be in park when you're sitting in your Tesla charging, right? Watching something on the screen. And so your Sentry cams won't record.
Right. The button for Sentry Cam while you're in park is supposed to be, oh, I'm so relaxed in my car. Let's see what Sentry Cam caught for me today. It's not supposed to be, oh my God, oh, help, record. So the problem is if you're in park and if you're charging, you can't go into drive unless you have one of these. It means that you're not going to be able to record the incident that just happened unless you assign record on honk. So what you do is you go to safety in your menus and you scroll down to Sentry mode and where it says record on honk.
But you have to have done this before the incident, because if you're like me, you're just going to be like, I don't know what's going on.
I think that it's important for you to, first of all, get an EVject. Use our code to save 20% off, and then do some drills of like, here's how I would stop the charging and get ready to drive away. Don't actually drive away and bust up your connector. But then also make sure you know how to record the incident without accidentally, because if you hit the button that is, let's check out my clips, you're actually not recording during that time,
right?
Which is the exact time where you don't want that to be happening. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
One other tip is that when you're at home, a lot of us have it set to not use Sentry Cam because like, we're at home, nothing bad is going to happen, or the same thing at work. There's two buttons in there. Change those to do record when you're at home and at work, because now's the time when weird things could happen at home and at work, and you want to have those recorded.
And I mean, obviously that's going to use a little bit more battery, but I think that if it saves you an insurance claim, that would be nice.
All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's find out what people have found out there in the world.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, this is Joe, Prez of NorCal, Reno Tesla Owners Club. I am here at Delta Shores in Sacramento off the I-5 freeway. This has V4 superchargers. There's over 20 of them here, and this is a crazy shopping center. You've got movie theaters, you got places to eat, you got all kinds of things to enjoy. This place is incredible, and look at here. We got a Polestar charging. Okay. So, that's just my Cybertruck sitting on 24s. Ignore that. What this is really about is really enjoying the amenities here. Come through Sacramento, stop at Delta Shores, get that B4 hookup, baby, is going down. I give this a 7 out of 10. Let's go.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is the World News Reporter with a special report. Flash, just opened here in a little town called Sparks, Nevada. Tesla has just reopened a recently built supercharger station that used to have 8 version 3 charging stations with 8 brand new version 4 stations. Now, how this little town got such an honor to become the first in the Reno Sparks area, I wish I knew. But they are truly honored to have these monster chargers in their little parking lot. They are located next to a Wendy's fast food restaurant and a Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers restaurant. Delicious. So, if you're ever in this little part of the town, stop by and sample the food while charging your Tesla. Or, in the future, your Ford or GM or Land Rover or Honda or Toyota or Volvo or Mercedes or Nissan or Polestar or Rivian or BMW or Fisker or Jaguar or Hyundai or Aptera. Hey, VW Stellantis, Tesla loves you too. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We have a spot on our website where you can upload your own supercharger reviews and check out everybody else's on a nice big map.
Thank you so much for joining us, everyone, today.
We'll see you on Thursday. Now you know.